With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are seeking to freeze the classified documents case against him. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Citing Monday's Supreme Court decision that Donald Trump would have immunity from acts he committed as president, his lawyers want to see how that affects Donald Trump's classified documents case filed in Florida. Trump said earlier this year,
"A president has to have immunity. And the other thing is, I did nothing wrong."
His lawyers have asked U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon to freeze the prosecution of Trump until there's a final determination. The defense has contended as well. Special Counsel Jack Smith's appointment was not legally conducted, and that should also lead to a dismissal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden is fighting to save his endangered re-election effort. The president on Friday said his disastrous debate performance last week was a bad episode, and there were no indications of any serious condition in a highly anticipated ABC interview that was seen as a significant test on his fitness to run for office. Republicans have introduced a bill that would force colleges to protect the civil liberties of students on campus. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The University Accountability Act would penalize universities with hefty fines for failing to protect students' civil rights. As written, the bill would, quote, require colleges and universities that meet the penalty criteria to pay a fine of either 5% of the school's aggregate administrative compensation or $100,000, whichever is greater. It comes in response to an increase in anti-Semitic attacks on campus following last year's Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 67 points, the NASDAQ rose 164, the S&P 500 advanced 30. This is SRN News. America's medical system is making its war on people with Down syndrome.
It's well known that if prenatal testing indicates an unborn baby has Down, the doctor will almost certainly advise the mother to have an abortion, and in most cases, she will. But now research out of Harvard Medical School reveals that during the pandemic, people with Down syndrome who became sick were six times more likely than ordinary patients to have a do not resuscitate order applied to them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in five states will decide referendums on abortion this year, with potentially more to come. Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota will hold referendums on enshrining abortion in their state constitutions. Meanwhile, organizers in Arizona and Nebraska have turned in more than enough signatures to put abortion-related ballot questions before voters in November's election. A growing number of states have decided to put the question to the people. SRN News. A rally leads to more records on Wall Street.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street Friday. A report on the job market bolstered hopes for upcoming interest rate cuts. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% to set an all-time high for a third straight day. It closed its ninth winning week in the last 11. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%. The NASDAQ rose 0.9% to its own record. Gains for some big influential stocks, including Apple, also helped support the market. Treasury yields sank following the jobs data, which reinforced belief on Wall Street that the U.S. economy will stay in a not-too-hot but not-too-cold state. That could prompt the Federal Reserve to cut rates later this year. Damian Troisi, New York.
The European Union is moving to sharply increase customs duties on electric vehicles made in China. EVs are the latest flashpoint in a broader trade dispute over Chinese government subsidies. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.